us. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for bringing us all together. Lord, let us remember the reason for the season. The season is about you, Lord. And we thank you for all the blessings you provide us every day. We thank you for our first responders and our military. We ask that you protect them and their families. Be with those that are mourning the loss of loved ones. Be with our family and our friends. Those that are traveling, give them traveling mercies, Lord. We're so grateful for all you do. We ask all this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Okay, in Luke 2:11, for today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Angels fill the midnight sky.
All right, they're finishing up, so they should be out any moment.
This beats the leg. Yeah, this water's warm. today we're going to baptize some people. They've accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and now they're doing the public profession side of it, where they're following Jesus in obedience and being baptized. I'm going to be coming here in just a second. Like the Apostle Paul says about communion, baptism is a representation, a picture of what has happened on the inside. Miss Rachel is being baptized. She's rededicating her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You rededicated Him as your Lord and Savior, correct?
Yes.
My sister, just lean back, and I got to come one step forward this way a little bit, because you. There you go. Right. My sister, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Leah has accepted Christ and has been baptized before, but during a Sunday school class recently, she became very distraught because she didn't know for sure that she was going to heaven. And so after being after coming to an understanding that once she was saved, that she didn't have to worry about not going to heaven, her place is made because her name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so with that, we talked to her mom and talked to her dad, and her dad is going to be watching via satellite or via this on the internet. He is deployed. And so, Leah, I'm going to baptize you for your father. And so if you'll give me your hand and plug your nose there. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. My sister, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you can see him or not. He kept telling me to pop his deep. Tatum come down the aisle a couple weeks ago and he told me that he had accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior, and he wanted to be, how do you say it?
Baptized.
And so with that, Tatham, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. How do you know? I now, my brother, baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You with that? Just give him that towel, it'll work. We'll come up with something. Nick. Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior, and he wants to be baptized. So, Lalo, have you accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Okay. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nate has professed the belief in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and now he wants to follow that and make it public by being baptized. My brother, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Right.
I now, my brother, baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There you go. This is J.R. J.R. has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and today he's making it public. So, J.R., have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
All right. Hold your nose. My brother, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have a river running through it back here now. My brother Roger is rededicating his life and wants to be rebaptized, and so. Roger, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, correct?
I have, yes.
All right. So, plug your nose, my brother. All right. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. David has rededicated his life to Jesus Christ and wants to be rebaptized. That's correct, my brother?
Yes, it is.
All right. So I now baptize you. You might want to plug your nose. Yeah, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is anybody else back there?
I think that's everybody.
Is there anybody else who wants to be baptized? The water is warm. I'm already wet. All right. We'll be back in a few. What a blessing. Christmas Eve baptizing 6 to 7 people. Amazing.
Thank you. Well, once again, I want to thank everyone for coming. Now we're getting ready to partake in communion. I just want to make a few comments before we get started. Baptism is a picture of what's happened. There is no salvation in baptism. I just want to put that out there. If that was the case, then the thief on the cross would have never made it to heaven. But we do it when we have an opportunity in obedience to follow Christ. If it's good enough for Christ, it's good enough for us. And He tells us to go, as our mandate as Christians, to go into the world and to make disciples of all the nations and to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things that I've taught you. And that's a command. It is not a suggestion. And so with that, the other part is on the night that he was betrayed, they were celebrating the Lord's Supper. And they had just finished doing that, and Jesus, we all know the story. He took the bread, and He broke the bread, and He passed it, and He made some comment. And then He took the wine, and He blessed it, and He did the same thing. And a lot of folks don't understand, and I'm not going to get into this, but during the Passover, there's only 4 cups of wine. And that night, there was 5. And the 5th cup is the marriage cup. And if you get a chance to go search it out, that whenever a man or a woman is betrothed to the man, the family gets together and they have a little service, and he offers her a cup. And if she takes the cup, then he is responsible for her until he dies or she dies. And so that is the marriage cup. So when Christ offered His disciples, I'm sure that they laughed. Because during the Passover, you didn't get a 4 cup. And there's symbolism to each cup. And here He does is He gives them the marriage cup. And that's why today, when we do this in remembrance of Him and His death, but also we're symbolizing that we're receiving the cup of marriage because we are the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. And so with that, I don't want anyone here to think that when we start with the communion, that the bread actually becomes the body of Christ. And that the wine or juice actually becomes the blood of Christ. It is a representation, period. Representation. It's not a literal bread. It's not a literal body and a literal blood. But it's the representation of that sacrifice that He made for us. And He tells us in His Word to do this in remembrance of Him, to honor His death. And so that's what we're going to do. And so those folks who've been baptized will get to take communion with the rest of us that are part of the family of Christ for the first time. That's why we're doing communion. So with that being said, if I can get the deacons to come forward. If you want to follow me in your Bible, you can. But I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Reading glasses on.
And I'll start about verse 23. And you have to understand that this is talking about the Lord's Supper. And if you know anything about 1 Corinthians, Paul is admonishing the church of Corinth. They've been doing some stuff that weren't right. In fact, they were doing a lot of things that weren't right. And so he gets to the Lord's Supper and he tells them that they've been doing it incorrectly. And he condemns them. He says he has nothing to commend them for. And so it says, he starts in verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night on which He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, He also took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. That's the reason that we do communion. In remembrance of his death. So with that being said, we're going to collectively take communion. And so, on that night, like he said in Corinthians, the first thing he did after they supped was he took the bread and he blessed it and then he broke it. So, Brother Brian, would you bless the bread?
Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for your body. We thank you for taking the world's tragedy on your shoulders, Lord. We thank you for loving us, and we do this in remembrance of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for those lives who've made it
public that they have given themselves to you. Lord, we thank you for all the families that took time out of their busy holiday schedule to come here and to witness this. Lord, we love you. We ask you to have a special blessing upon each family that's here and those that are away watching. Lord, we love you. We ask you to bless each family member, that this year would be a new and prosperous new year for them. Bless us as we go out to enjoy our family and remember that we're going to worship you for the rest of the season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.